My name is Bob Perlitz. I work with Winston Associates, 4696 Broadway in Boulder, and I'm here representing Chuck Palmer. So I don't want to reiterate the excellent presentation that the staff has put on. You've seen the pictures and you've seen the plan, so we're going to focus in on the things that we feel there should be some additional information given to the commission, and add some items that were left out of the staff recommendations. Just to go back a little bit, before this property was purchased, that Mr. Palmer went to the land use department and said, "This is what I'd like to do with this property. Is it allowed on this property, and how does it fit, and how do I, as the Avalon Ballroom, be classified as a use in the county?" And at that time, the land use director made a determination that the uses that were being proposed were indoor recreation, and we have a letter stating that's what we're doing. We also had the conversation about what other uses were allowed in the light industrial use, because the potential owner was looking at a building that had multiple users in it, and found that those users were principal uses as well, as some they call it use by right. And certainly there was a miscommunication that having principal uses that are allowed by right in the same building is not allowed in this district, and that wasn't understood, and that's pretty much why we're here today, is that when the question was asked, is this a principal use, and somebody said yes, but nobody said you can't have it with the other principal use, so it wasn't directly understood. Eventually, as we came to the point of going through the special use process to deal with the multiple uses, and we went to the pre-application, and very standardly I asked the staff, well, what are the red flags here? What are the things that are really at issue and a concern? The staff tells us, well, the one of the primary determinants here is the reaction of the city of Boulder, because you're adjacent to the city of Boulder, and they have every right, based on your water and sewer taps, to require you to annex. So one of the primary questions before we proceeded with a formal application was to find out what the city of Boulder's position was on this particular application and whether it made sense or not. So we were directed by the staff to contact a person named Susan Richstone, who is the long-range planner at the city of Boulder. And we had a conversation with her. We provided her with the maps and all of the application materials, and asked her, what do you think? What's going to happen when you guys see this? So the response that I got on July 9th from Susan Richstone, and it's very short, I'll just read it to you. "Bob, the information you provided and a discussion with Boulder County, I did not see anything of concern for us outside of the need to address the change in utility service." So her concern was that the special use application and the multiple uses was going to put a bigger strain on the city's water and sewer system than had previously been identified. I was directed to the city's engineer, Steve Buckby. Steve Buckby said, "What are you guys doing?" And we said, "Well, we're not adding any more bathrooms. We're not adding a kitchen." He said, "Oh, okay, never mind. I don't care." So we submit our application and proceed on. And the application referral responses are due September 24th of 2008. So on September 25th, when I've talked to Hannah and say, you know, "What did you hear from the city?" She said, "Well, I haven't gotten a response from the city." Well, that's interesting. So I write Susan Richstone another email, and I say, you know, "We're concerned that you haven't responded because the county is, at least from what the land use code says, is dependent upon the city's response to take a position about how this piece of property should proceed. It's not the other way around. It's not the county taking the position and then the city saying, "Oh, okay, we agree," which I think is the case here. If you read the referral comments, that it appears that it wasn't the city that came forward and said initially, "It's okay." And then 3 months later, a day after the referral comments are due, a complete reversal requiring annexation. this obviously blindsided us and sent us into a bit of a tizzy about how we're going to proceed. So we asked the staff if we could meet with them and have a conversation with them, and if they could explain their position. Well, there was no explanation. We had the meeting, and we didn't get a clear explanation. The last comment that we got from the two long-range planners, city and county, was, oh, we're going to get together, and we're going to sit down and talk about this, and then we'll get back to you to be able to explain our position. We haven't gotten that information. We haven't gotten it then. We didn't get it now, and it's not in the staff recommendations either, that the staff has recited the rules and said this is our determination, but didn't give any real rationale as to how that determination came up. And that's what we had asked for from the very beginning. So I'm going to try and cut this a little bit shorter so that some of the other people can speak. But I think that I just want to make a couple other points that, you have to ask the question from an applicant's perspective that if you look at a group of uses and you say the professional office is a use by right and the warehouse is a use by right and indoor recreation is a use by right, why when combining them together it becomes new urban development? When you're taking a building that isn't being changed, there's no exterior changes, there's no significant impacts to the neighborhood, the community isn't concerned about it, I guess the question is what's the problem? What's wrong here that you wouldn't allow this kind of community supported use to proceed? That we saw when we looked down the list of comments from all the people making referrals, and I'm not talking about the supporters and those people, but I'm talking about the staffs of the various agencies that have to look at this thing, that we didn't see any red flags. We didn't see CDOT coming in and saying you got to rebuild Arapahoe. We didn't see the city coming in and saying the water and sewer is inadequate and we have to do something else. We didn't see any of those kind of pragmatic issues that normally keep things from functioning. So we have to ask the question how we got to this point, how when we did what we felt was the appropriate approach of trying to figure out who was really gonna have the greatest weight about identifying the issue of whether this is new urban development or not, which is the city of Boulder, as stated by the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan, that why that wasn't done. So I'm going to turn this over to Arnold. He's going to look at some of the legal perspectives and talk a little bit about the comprehensive plan and that relationship. And then we're not intending to cut off any of your questions or any things that you want. Feel free to ask whenever you want. If the person standing at the podium doesn't know, we'll find somebody who does. Thank you.